Thank you for joining with us for another episode of Morning Briefings here on the Pipeline Intercession for the President and on our podcast. If you have any dreams that you have about the Office of the President, please send them to pip@christiancenterstreetport.com. We're so thankful that you all have joined in with us on this prayer journey, and we look forward to standing with you not only today, but in the days ahead. So with that, we'll go ahead and join today's broadcast as we talk about the news and stand on the wall for this nation and the Office of the President. All right. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. It is a new day in the Lord. A lot has been going on. I've been seeing you guys have been following along with the news coming out of Ukraine. And I'm going to do my best today to try to give a perspective of where we're at now, because a lot of news is breaking as we speak, as fighting has begun to tick up again. Our morning, their night in Ukraine, in and around Ukraine. And knowing the possibilities of what God can do in this season is a time to really focus in on listening to what the Lord says, not what the media says, because it's hard to verify a lot of the information coming out from both sides. Russia saying one thing, Ukraine saying another thing, and it will really take time to verify this stuff. But I first, as we always do here, want to start off with the word. And I titled today's session, A Day for Guiding Angels, because as we look at scripture of the possibilities of what the Lord can do, I want to focus on Exodus 23, and starts out the beginning of the chapter talking about sundry laws, how to help people, the Sabbath and the land, and talking about the feasts. And then it gets into the last portion of the chapter, into the conquest of the land. And I want to start in verse 20 in chapter 23 of, "Behold," the Lord says, "I am going to send an angel before you to guard you along the way and bring you into the place which I have prepared. Be on your guard before him and obey his voice. Do not be rebellious towards him, for he will not pardon your transgressions, since my name is in him. But if you truly obey his voice and do all that I say, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries. For my angel will go before you and bring you into the land of the Amorites, the Hittites, Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will completely destroy them." And then in verse 27, he says it again. He says, "I will send my terror ahead of you and throw into confusion all the people among whom you come, and I will make all your enemies turn their backs to you." That's a very prophetic statement in the time ahead. And it talks about being obedient to the Lord, listening, as we looked at in those early scriptures. And so this is a prayer focus we want to pray for today, for not only the U.S., NATO, rest of Europe, Ukraine, is that the Lord would order our revelation in this season with what's going on. And ultimately, we need to ask him to send the angels to guide us and to guide those who are in this natural fight today. And so we're at a point where what Reese Howes did in World War II, in a small little country home in England with just a few students, of praying back the forces of evil at the time. We as believers around the world can stand, really get on our knees and pray, even while you're at work, pray underneath your breath, whatever you're doing, for these angels to guide the military forces of Ukraine, to give them wisdom, because right now they are completely alone. U.S. is leaving them alone. NATO is staying out of it, which is sad to see, because this really, really, really affects them as well. So we are we're at a point where it is an appeal to heaven moment, not only for this nation, but for Ukraine as well. And the reason this is important to us here on the pipeline is because we have for years, before I started working here, sown into Ukraine, gone, ministered there. If you've ever given to us, you've sown into Ukraine. If you've ever given to Chuck Pearson, Glory Zion, for years, even before we were, they sowed into Ukraine. And a lot of the places that my dad went, John West went, other people have gone. Heath Young's been there. If you know, if you follow our ministry, you know him out of Italy. A lot of places we went, we followed up what Chuck did. Chuck planted a seed, and then we went and watered it, and the Lord has made very fruitful. So what you're seeing now happening is more about a spiritual battle than just a natural battle. Yes, I've talked about the natural reasons as to why Russia would want Ukraine, but it's more of a spiritual. I know it's a lot. I saw a couple of you post a thing from Derek Prince ministry where there are connections that he has there talking about how Ukraine is the launching point for really apostolic ministers from in Ukraine to the rest of Europe into Russia, as there's really a silencing of the church in Russia in this day and age. And so as we sit here, we say, oh, we need to worry about Canada, we need to worry about a southern border. Yes, that's very true. But right now, this is something that is active, that we want to stand and pray for right now. So I want to play a video from Fox News that talks about some things that have happened up until this point, and really give a good update scenario of what has happened during the middle of our night, and some things to really help posture ourselves for the day ahead. So I want to go ahead and play this. Let me know if you cannot hear it. It should be
breaking details as Russia escalates its attack on Ukraine. Let's get back to Steve Harrigan. He's on the ground in Kyiv with the brand new information. Steve, what are you seeing?
Trace, I think throughout this conflict, we're going to have to be careful as both militaries, Ukrainian and Russian, make claims that are hard to verify.
And that's a key point today. Whenever you hear news coming out from Russia who will try to push a narrative that may or may not be true, we're going to have this going back to that, calling upon the Lord for our revelation of what we are hearing today. Let me get back to this video.
But first, we turn to Steve Harrigan.
Meantime, lovely Fox News, okay.
Meantime, we have some breaking details.
Paying attention to, and that is the Russian military's claim that they have knocked out all of Ukraine's air defenses. That would be certainly significant for the battle. In the pre-dawn hour here, we saw a number of explosions around the airport in Kyiv here. Those were targeted at command and control centers. It may very well have been some of that air defense system that was taken out. So Russia is claiming at this point Ukraine's air defense system.
And a lot of this is not truly verified yet. Could possibly have happened
from the north. Russian troops are battling border guards from Belarus. So right on that northern border, we are seeing tanks move towards this direction. That's the shortest route to the capital. So we're two things really to keep an eye on. Mm-hmm. No air defense system, very likely. And Russian troops now on the move towards the capital from Belarus. The other thing is, there's been a lot of speculation about what kind of a war this is going to be. A minor incursion, perhaps just up to the capital here. But there are five cities now under attack in the west. So this is not only a full-scale invasion, it's an invasion and an attack on the entire country of Ukraine.
Yes, and that's a good point there. Is this is not just something on the two independent regions that Russia was talking about. I want to pull up a map. It was from the Daily Mail UK, showing they've been, because they've been up through the night following this stuff, they've outlined this with a great graphic of what's happening. If you can see this, Ukraine is surrounded. There was an earlier map where it was just coming in from the north and the east and a little bit of the south, but now it's been updated to where it's just an all-out incursion, and they're going after air bases, military bases, power stations, anything that is a crucial point that would help the Ukrainian army defend itself against Russia in really every region, because Russia has pretty much surrounded them. And if they've knocked out their air support, that would be very, very crucial. In the West, yes, Lviv over here, they started to attack missile airstrikes really everywhere. The entire country of Ukraine is going on. And so we know now CNN is reporting that there are minor battles going on right now as families in and around Ukraine are using subway stations as impromptu bomb shelters. They're hearing renewed strikes, less severe than last night. So the battle is continuing to pick up now as they go into our night, their night, and we're in our day. And I want to point something out. We talked about this a little bit last night, but before all this happened, the Ukrainian president came out in an impassioned speech on Ukrainian television, hoping that it would reach the Russian people. And he ended up saying this line. He said, after Vladimir Putin ordered an invasion of his country, he said that the Russian people will see our faces and not our backs. And what a profound, powerful statement in the face of an all-out incursion coming against his nation to saying we're going to fight. He has now declared a state of national emergency, martial law, buying up every weapon from gun stores, hoping that, you know, anybody and everybody who needs a weapon can get it. There are confirmed 40 plus deaths, possibly even more. I mean, there could be more. Things just aren't being reported. I know Ukraine has captured Russian forces, shot down some tanks along Crimea and the independent regions to prevent Russia from coming in as they try to send tanks in. And so there's a lot going on right now. And really the best way to put it is it's an all-out war for the entire country. I'll put the links to this stuff up. Daily Mail UK has, from what I've seen this morning, some of the best reporting on this from overnight, just because they're there. Ukraine, CNN and Fox are competing to gather the information. And so we're seeing things. CNN does have troops on the Russian side. So if you want to see what's going on over there, that's actually a good place to do it. CNN on breaking reporting, where they're just reporting the facts. They tend to be good, surprisingly. So it's a good place if you want to get information there. So we're going to follow this. We're going to pray now as we see what's happening in those regions. And what we need to know for as Americans is that now the U.S. is meeting to decide what it's going to do in this season. President Biden has called a summit of the G7 nations, the top nations in the world, to determine what should happen this morning. That got called about 20 minutes ago. Whether he's there or not is a different story. But military leaders are meeting with leaders within Europe to decide what needs to happen. And so we want to pray for the wisdom of the Lord and the fear of the Lord to come upon our leaders, Ukrainian leaders, European leaders. And because we have authority here for America, we want to pray that the Holy Spirit leads them in dealing with what to do with Ukraine and Russia. Whether that means going to war or not, I'm not going to say that needs to happen, but we need to listen to what the Lord would want and be obedient, as the scripture tells us, to what the Lord's telling us to do. And if we're going to get in our emotions about this, that, and the other, this is where we really need to pull back, check our emotions, be sober, whether we agree Biden should be president or not, and all that stuff needs to take a back seat right now and just listen to the wisdom and have the fear of the Lord in this season. Because right now, whether we like it or not, whether we agree with it or not, Biden and his administration are leading this for the American people. And this is a time for us as a nation to pray for our leaders to have wisdom in this. And just because they have different political views doesn't mean they can't make the right decision. So we want to be wise in that season right now. Now, another point of concern that is starting to rise up now is the fact that it got leaked last night or through the night that China is now hinting at a Taiwanese island takeover, saying that you need to be pro-moderate in your media coverage from Chinese communist news networks. Excuse me. And they ended up pulling back that report. It got leaked out on social media and they ended up pulling it back down. So I think it was kind of a hint that for, you know, okay, you have this going on in Russia and Ukraine, and then you have this going on out here with Taiwan, as Taiwan is now reporting to the Western world that they are rebuffing Chinese military and aircraft and airplanes in the region to defend against itself, as China is now increasing its efforts to potentially take over Taiwan. And President Trump came out the other day and talked about how, in an interview with the Clay and Buck show, how China was just waiting for the Olympics to be over and then they're going to go attack Taiwan. Whether that's true or not, I don't have verifiable information, but that's what he said. He has been able to assess the situation from before. He tends to have a good understanding of what's going on with these military issues around the world and who these leaders are. So it's a stark warning, something to also pay attention to. And this is more of a spiritual battle than just a natural battle. Yes, it's happening militarily, naturally. And so we want to continue to pray for the wisdom of our administration on these issues as far as how to deal with it. And look, there are things the administration could be doing to alleviate not only some of the economic powers, problems that we're having and now and in the future, but also to push back against a lot of these powers that be. And we're seeing now that the Biden administration has continued, even after being told by legal powers to end the blockade on the Keystone Pipeline and the oil and gas reserves, and yet they're still fighting this. They're continuing to ignore a court order that is requiring them to lease gas and oil as the price of oil skyrockets. And with this incursion happening in Ukraine, it would only skyrocket more, depending on how long these battles continue to go on. So we're seeing all this. And then also something to be very, very aware of is the fact that NATO, this seems like a good thing. Okay, they've activated their forces after the invasion, but in reality is they're only doing it for NATO countries. So they're literally saying, well, we're just going to wait for Russia to come to NATO, not get involved in standing up and praying and getting involved with the battle that is going on in Ukraine right now. So we're just going to let the slaughter happen, knowing that Ukraine needs our help, knowing that they're trying to get involved, trying to get into NATO for this very reason. This is why Ukraine wants to get involved, is because they need help with Russia. But that doesn't mean that Ukraine can't defend itself. If you've ever studied or heard stories about Israel's military, one of the most smartest and strategic militaries, Air Force, that there is in the world. A lot of the strategies that the U.S. military uses is because they learned it from Israel in their constant wars that they're in. And look, if you're going to look at the media, they're going to sit here and paint this picture that Ukraine just doesn't have enough forces. And partially so it is, if you're going to look at the numbers, this is a David versus Goliath scenario. But the Lord tells us, he's like, if we're obedient to him in this season, if we're obedient to him, the Lord will send these angels to guide you, give you strategy. And that's what we want to pray for the Ukrainian military, to guide them and give them strategy, to take out 10,000 to take out strategic points, to clog up the pathways of the Ukrainian military, to take back the air from the people, from the Russians, as it looks like right now the Russians have taken over the airspace, possibly. And so you can see that I'm going to show this. This is a tweet this morning. And a lot of this stuff is literally just coming in right now, being reported, is there is a massive airspace in and around Ukraine that is not being reported. It is completely empty, no fly zones, basically, from from commercial airliners. And so we're seeing all this come out now, as even everybody understands, stay away from Ukraine. They're being isolated. So look, this is time for NATO and European forces to stand up and support Ukraine in this time. And there's a lot going on right now. So we want to update as much as possible. There's literally stuff flying in, getting updates right now about what's happening as in the streets of Lviv, in Kiev. Russia is trying to come in an all-out invasion for the whole country. And yes, it is hard not to be angry over this, but this is where we need to put our faith and our hope in the Lord right now. If we've learned anything, is we can be angry, but we need to let our anger be used to motivate in doing the right thing. And right now, that right thing is as Americans and those not involved in this battle, is to pray for the strength of those people. It's not wrong to have anger. Let's use that anger in the right action, which is to pray for the strength of the not only Ukrainian forces, but also the Biden administration, to do what the Lord would call them to do in this season and in the days ahead. And then last two things I want to close out on, some other issues real quick, is Canada has now supposedly revoked its use of emergency powers, although they really haven't. They're just basically they put a clock down, a countdown timer on it, a 30-day countdown timer, saying they're going to pull back. They still have the 200 people that they arrested under lock and key, and they're going to investigate them, as I said before, just like the January 6th committee. And they have lifted a lot of the banking enforcement that they've tried to do before, saying that, well, this is ended, so now we don't really need this. Look, this is still tyranny at its finest. A lot of this is because of political pressures, pushback on it. And there are two lawsuits from basically their civil rights organizations in Canada, saying that what Trudeau did, what the parliament did, was unconstitutional within the laws in Canada. And as soon as they filed those lawsuits, they started pulling this stuff back. So very interesting thing to see, something to pay attention to as we get closer to the American convoy of truckers headed to DC. And then lastly, something to be aware of is that Biden has announced that he has met with the three finalists for the Supreme Court justice replacement of Breyer. And then also he will most likely, I don't know if this changes everything, this was before the Ukrainian invasion, I mean, the Russian invasion of Ukraine, he will most likely nominate someone by Monday. And the timeline he has been given was the end of February. So that plays with that timeline. Most likely he had somebody in mind, and now he's just going forward with it after recently speaking with them. So I want to end on that. I know it's hot and heavy. There's a lot going on, but I just want to remind us to stay in the presence of the Lord. And it's hard. Yes, we can be angry and sit here and say, well, if this would have been done in the past, or this and this and this, look, we can't look at the past anymore. If we're gonna stay focused on that, then we're gonna stay buried in that season. Is we have to focus into the future. Okay, God, what are you trying to do through this? What is being exposed through this incursion in Ukraine? now do people, can people understand of why you vote a certain way, why you believe a certain thing, why you don't continue to allow these anti-biblical policies to come forward, not only in our nation, but around the world. Do we now start to understand scripture better from this, of just sitting back on our hands and feet and not being a nation or a people who spreads the gospel of the kingdom to the nations? Does this now awaken a revelation within people around the world? Because there's, I read a report from the Christian Post that talked about how even in Ukraine, and in Russia, there's a complete divide between the Ukrainian Orthodox Church and the Russian Orthodox Church, where this is so Russian, if you know anything about Russia, where the Russian Orthodox Church priests, leaders are blessing the tanks as they go in and attack Ukraine. And then the Ukrainian Orthodox Church is praying for their people, and they're being somewhat nationalist and patriotic, and I understand that to a point. But the article, the interviewer is asking this Christian radio broadcaster out of Ukraine, well, we just need to let God deal with everything. Just sit back on our hands and feet and not do anything. No. The Lord has called us to stand. He's called us to get involved, take dominion. We are his hands and feet in this season, and we need to stand up, be ready, to be involved where the Lord would call us to be involved. Look, he called David. And no, David would ask him, hey, do I go to this battle? Do I go to that battle? No, don't go to this one. Go to this one. So this is where being wise and having the peace. And this is where, yes, we can be angry, but let's concentrate that and focus that into what the Lord would say. As we read in Exodus 23, being obedient to what the Lord is saying and guiding us in the season. And then he, the Lord, will turn back our enemies, make their backs turn towards us as we take the land, not only now, but in the season ahead. So hopefully that can help us be at peace a little bit with what's happening right now. No laughing matter. But we're going to continue to stand. Thank each and every one of you for joining on with me this morning. Let's continue to pray that the Lord be with Ukrainian people, be with our administration and military leaders as they decide what to do next, as well as for NATO and the rest of Europe. Because if they're going to sit on the sidelines, Russia is going to keep coming after them. They're going to keep coming and coming. This is no time to sacrifice Ukraine. This is time to stand up and stand against Russia in the season ahead. And then last thing, and I'll close on this, is we're going to do an emergency prayer broadcast at noon, giving an update from what news we can get on the ground. It's hard to get information. We're trying to reach out to our contacts in Ukraine and Eastern Europe, but with the airways being knocked down, it's hard to get information out. So what little we will have, we'll do our best to try to update, and then stand at the noon hour for what happens in the midnight hour as well. In this season ahead. So blessings. I will put the links to everything up. I'm pretty sure everybody's followed all this stuff, but for those who haven't, just some sources to have, and then also put the podcast up, share it, let people know that we're praying, that we're standing up and praying for wisdom to come upon this administration as we've had this dream a long time ago, to pray for the office of the president, despite who's in office, for them to have the wisdom of the Lord and revelation of the Lord, knowing what decisions to make in the times that they're in. So blessings, and I will see you guys later. Have a good one.